In the name of Jesus, amen. So we're in the season of Lent. Lent is a period of 40 days preparing for the Passion, the Exodus, as Jesus calls it in Luke, his exit from life to death to resurrection. Lent is a traditional time of returning to the Lord. It matches 40 years in the desert of wandering, the people of Israel in the Old Testament, 40 days of temptation of Jesus, our gospel reading today. And during Lent, we look to the cross of Jesus Christ as our destination. The first Sunday of Lent traditionally has this famous Lutheran hymn by Martin Luther, "A Mighty Fortress Is Our God." It traditionally has Jesus versus Satan in the wilderness. And it traditionally has a focus of renewing our commitment to struggle intensely in living out and applying our faith. Martin Luther, the great reformer of the church, he knew something firsthand about spiritual struggle, is the one who wrote that famous hymn we just sang, and he also gives a unique way of approaching the Bible. It's a threefold way of approaching Scripture. Luther says, first we pray. We pray for the Holy Spirit to make clear God's word to us. Second, we meditate or think deeply about God's word, especially in our hearts. And third, this is the kicker for Luther, we wrestle, we apply. We apply God's word to us and struggle through it. Here during worship, we have this pattern, right? Our songs and our thoughts are prayers to God. We think about God's word for us today, and we get ready for a new week of wrestling with applying God's word to our lives. We focus on what God's word is saying. We wrestle and struggle, hopefully to apply it in our lives. And Luther's instructions on Scripture really fit our gospel reading today. In our gospel reading today, we see Jesus praying actually in the Spirit, says that. He's meditating on God's word, and he's struggling with Satan. Jesus is full of the Holy Spirit. Our gospel reading takes place after Jesus' baptism, at the very start of his ministry. It's almost like the first day of class, and there's always that one student who wants to challenge the entire syllabus. Jesus is led by the Spirit into the wilderness for 40 days, being tempted by the devil here at the start of the course. As we focus on these words from our gospel reading, we see that baptism leads to a kind of meditation and a kind of struggle or wrestling. How's the struggle going in our lives as baptized children of God? Jesus faces temptations or tests by Satan in our reading. Satan, the evil one, the accuser, the tempter, many names in Scripture. He tempted Adam and Eve in the garden. Now he tempts the son of Adam, Jesus, in the wilderness. And these temptations test whether Jesus is faithful. Is he up to the task? Whether he is full of the Holy Spirit or not. The first test is a hunger game, fasting alone, turning stones into bread. Jesus answers, of course, with God's word, "Man shall not live by bread alone." Test one, right? Test one. Start with the easy one. What's right in front of us? What's right in front of us, right? And right in front of us usually is our daily needs that we need. There it is. Is God's word part of our daily life, or is it not? Is it like food, or what we have in life, the air we breathe, or is it not? The second test is power and influence in all of its forms. This one goes a little deeper. The kingdoms and countries of the world, Jesus answers, "You shall worship the Lord your God and serve him only." It's the first and greatest commandment after all. Commandment number one. Test two. Is the Lord of life, the giver of all commands and wisdom of heaven and earth, more important to us than economics, politics, influence, wealth, safety, you name it? Those are all good things in their own proper way. But is God there as well? Jesus answers with God's word, "Do not put the Lord your God to the test." Test Test three. This one goes right to the person of Jesus. To live recklessly, you could say, with our bodies, with our emotions, with our attitudes. To just kind of give in to our primal nature of who we are. To test God. To live by our own standards and wants and dare God to protect us anyway. Go ahead, God, you'll protect me and I'll do what I want. To put God to the test in this way. God gives us our reason and our senses. And he wants us to live reasonable lives. He's given us order to live reasonable lives, peaceful lives, healthy lives of body and soul. Those are choices we can make. And whatever is reckless in our life, God's word tells us to stop. That's what Jesus says to Satan, stop that recklessness. Our gospel reading today ends with these words. When the devil had ended every temptation, he left him for a more opportune time. Jesus will face temptation again. And in Luke's gospel, we get it at the moment in the garden, the night before his death. Luke actually gives us perhaps the most wrestling details of Jesus in the garden of all the gospel writers. Jesus prays there in Luke's gospel, Father, if you are willing, take this cup from me, not my will, but yours be done. An angel from heaven appears to strengthen Jesus. And being in anguish, Jesus prays more earnestly. His sweat was like drops of blood falling to the ground. Meditation and struggle. It's real for Jesus. Jesus is the one who struggles with sin, death, and the devil. And Jesus is that one, right, who overcomes all struggles and temptations. His obedience to God our Father, his rebuttal of Satan, his death on the cross for our sins and for the failures of the world, his resurrection from the grave and the gift of eternal life, undeserved as it is. He's the victor. He deserves it all. He's the champion. He's the one who prays and meditates and wrestles, who defeats all evil with his power, his forgiveness, his perseverance. As we sang, the struggle with sin and death and the devil is real, but we have the victory, right, in Jesus Christ. He's the champion who comes and fights for us. As Christians, therefore, we live in this kind of tension, don't we? We live in 40 days of Lent, reminding us of the struggle to not put God to the test and the struggle to follow more closely. But also Lent, Sundays are not actually in Lent, but of Lent. Every Sunday is a little glimpse of the resurrection, Jesus who was raised again on the first day of the week, a Sunday. Every Sunday we get that reminder of Jesus' victory even in the struggle. The time of Lent to renew our commitment to Christ, to struggle more intently in living out and applying our faith. But the tension is staying focused on Jesus, who accomplishes it for us and with us and through us. He doesn't leave us alone. We remember those three ways of approaching and applying God's word today. Praying, focusing, struggling. First, we pray. We pray for the Holy Spirit to make sense of God's word today. Second, we meditate. We apply that to our hearts and our lives, our needs, our concerns. And third, we wrestle to actually live it out each day. When we focus in prayer, right, the Holy Spirit shows us Jesus Christ, the champion, who's with us, his power to save. And when our focus is on Jesus, not on ourselves, we realize that power to struggle in faith and love each day is not from ourselves, but in Jesus Christ. When we focus on Jesus and his power, the struggle to apply his victory is a struggle of application to apply what he's done and is doing in our lives. Putting God to the test is actually to test God and measure God by our own strength and ability. Meaning, if we somehow work harder, somehow God will reward us more. Temptation there. Do more, make more, be more, have influence with God. But that's not how God works. And our reading shows us all the way that Jesus is the one tracking with it all. God doesn't want to be our influencer. God is our provider and our protector. way more than influence. He's actually the one who gets it done. He's the one with us. What in our prayers are we trying to influence with God? Rather focus on what God is doing and has done and will do in our lives. God our Father gives and gives to us. Are we aware of it? Are we attuned to it? No merit of our own. Our bodies and souls and all things, our salvation in Christ, it's all given. God gives. We trust in God to provide for our daily lives. He gives and gives. And there's the struggle each day to be aware of this. Lent 1 asks us each year, how's that going? Trusting in God to provide for our daily bread, our monthly bills, our needs. God gives, we trust, to provide welfare and well-being. And God gives and trusts that He will protect to live as best we can in healthy ways, good thoughts and intentions, knowing that God is there for us. Jesus is the same each day for us. To put God to the test is to measure God by our own standards. But to put God to the test in faith looks at the standards of Jesus. He passes the test. To struggle and to trust Jesus is real. And He's done it. He's with us. Lots of time to refocus in that commitment to God. God our Father who commits His only Son Jesus to us for our welfare and for our salvation. Lent's a reminder to embrace the struggle of prayer, of focus, of wrestling. Jesus won't disappoint. Amen.